हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः I thought we have good, I was going to do four classes these evenings. I thought I'd just do this text called Manisha Panchakam. But there are seven verses. Panchakam should have only five verses. Panchakam has only five verses, but the two verses are something, some other verses which have been added. This text, Manisha Panchakam, the very word Panchakam tells you a work consisting of five verses. A set of five is called Panchakam. Purusha Panchakam, Stri Panchakam, Pustaka Panchakam, Deepa Panchakam, Manushya Panchakam, Vriksha Panchakam. Panchakam is a set of five. And here, Stotra Panchakam, this is a verse, a work consisting of five verses called Panchakam. As I told you yesterday itself, Shankar Bhagavad Pada never wrote his autobiography. But biographies of Shankara Bhagavad Pada are many available to many people, and then the information, it will vary. Some contradictions are all there. So we don't know, we do not know all the information given in all the biographies are real or not. But his vision was real, his works are real, that we have also. It seems in one of the Shankara Vijayam, one of the biographies of Adishankara Bhagavad Pada, there is a story, not a story, an incident mentioned there. When he was doing his Digvijaya, when he was traveling all over India, and he happened to go to Kashi, Varanasi. And usually you all know people go to Varanasi, go for dip in Ganga. Ganga's Nanam is symbolic, stands for having dip in Shastra knowledge. If you go to Shastra Ganga and you have dip in Shastra Ganga, you will come out soaking in knowledge. That is the idea. That is why three times dip I told you in the class also. One dip stands for Shravanam, second dip stands for Mananam, third dip stands for Nididhyasanam, and after the third dip, when you come out, you can't help overflowing with knowledge. wisdom. That way is very symbolic. That is why Ganga is holiest river. Why? For us, Ganga means, very thought of Ganga makes me feel so, every time I pass through this Thames, Om Namo Bhagavate London Gangaye Namaha. I always tell that, because that is how every time as any river, even when I was with Monica Ma in Germany, and even then the Rhine or something, I saw, I always invoke Ganga. But any huge rivers I see, Ganga. Ganga means holiest river. Why? Because why? It stands for Shastra. It stands for Shastra Pravaha. Ganga is a Shastra Pravaha. That's why Ganga is very holy river for us. Our Shankara Bhagavad Pada also visited Kashi, and he had dip in Ganga, and after having dip in Ganga, he was just coming out, and as he was walking, he was surrounded by other people. No, any Swami is surrounded by some people. So he also had his some disciples following him. And as he was walking, he met another person, actually Chandalaha. Chandalaha means the person of very unrefined, uncultured habits. They also say dog eater and all that, but I don't want to talk about it. And then, anyway, Chandalaha, the person who doesn't have much of advantages of the family background or any such thing, a slum dweller like person, and then who looked very dirty, whose clothes were not very clean, and then with the torn, dirty clothes, and he was just walking. And then it seems he was a wise person. Even though he looked like a Chandala, he was a wise person, Mahatma. And Shankar Bhagavatpada, as he was walking, and he said, it seems for even a Mahatma, for a fraction of a second, one can have Deha Abhimana. Deha Abhimana, identity with the body, then identity as one's birth. I am from this background, I am a Brahmana and you are a Shudra. Such, I don't say whether he had it or not. But maybe somebody walks towards you, may say, hey, gacha gacha, please go away, move away a little bit. He must have told. But that person, when Shankar Bhagavatpada told him, it will move away. And he saw, he asked, you want me to move away? Which do you want me to move away? Keep away from you. You want my body to be kept away, to be kept separated, or you want me to keep the Atma to be separated? Whatever you want me to keep away, whether the body or the Atma, anyway your answer will be, you are wrong, you are not right. You know why? What a big Brahmana Shariram, English Shariram, Indian Shariram, American Shariram, African Shariram, or Brahmana Shariram, Shudra Shariram, any Shariram is what? In the language of chemist, bundle of chemicals. And in our Shastra's language, it's elemental, Bhautikam, Pancha Bhautikam Shariram. And all the bodies are subject to what? Shad Vikaravan Dehaha. Sixfold modifications. Any body subject to sixfold modifications. Who can escape birth? Who can escape growth? Who can escape decay? All the bodies are subject to all sixfold modifications. Asti, Jayate, Vardhate, Vipranamate, Apakshiyate, Kshiyate, Nashyati. These are all there for all the physical forms. No body can escape from these problems. And then every body is what? Mala Mutradi Sahitam. Everything is stinky. Every body is nothing. No body is superior and great. Isn't it? So in that way, your body or my body is the same. And both are equally five elemental only. Pancha Bhautikam Shariram Mama, Pancha Bhautikam Shariram Tava, Pancha Bhautikam Shariram Yasya Kasya Vapi. Whosoever body it is, anybody's body is nothing but elemental. So you can't say I should keep my body away from yours. Just by walking like this, what is there? Why do you say gacha gacha? Then Chandala asked this. Then it is assumed, okay? The next thing he said, you want Atma to be kept away from the Atma? There is no plurality of Atma. If your Atma is different from my Atma is different from your Atma. There is no such thing called your Atma, my Atma. There is only Atma. Isn't it? So there is no plurality. Therefore, it is not possible for one Atma to be kept away from the other Atma. Isn't it? This is what the simple answer he just gave in his
answer.
Actually, I want to give a little more introduction to this, but I thought I want to cover the verses, and then I'm not really going to the much of the introduction, but I will do it anyway. You know, we'll take care of them in the classes.
What Shankara says?
Huh?
What Shankara answers?
No, no, he just asked, then Shankara formed. I'm coming. I'm to the point. I'm going to the text now. What Shankara said, five verses. Come to one class. What Shankara said is the answer, five verses. Then Adishankara Bhagavadpada said, the very question shook him. My God, what a vision this person has. The Chandala's, we are going to see Chandala's verse first. Then you will see his vision. He gives the vision one verse, which Shankara elaborates in his five verses. Then he said, whoever it is, whether a person by how he looks, how is he, how a person is by appearance, by looks. He may be a Chandalaha, he may be a Shudraha, he may be a Brahmanaha, he may be a Kshatriyaha, he may be a European or Indian or English or American, whoever it is. He didn't say that, okay, I'm adding that. American English. Whoever it is, if the person has the wisdom, the person's greatness is not dependent on, one person's greatness is not according to his birth or family influence, reputation, or his influence and manpower and money power, or even any academic qualification, nothing. The person's greatness is based on his virtues and character. So a person of high, the virtuous person of the character, and he is really a great person. Generally that's what great, but not only that, especially this virtuous, the person of the virtuous person of character, when his virtues and character are really embellished by his wisdom, and he is a Mahatma. He should be considered as Guru. No? And this is my conviction, he said. This is Manisha. I want to say first, this is called Manisha Panchakam. This verse is called Manisha Panchakam. And because the every verse ends with the word Manisha. Manaha means, you know, Manaha means mind, you know. We have two words actually. Isha, Isha. Isha is a palatal shakara. Shantisha. Isha means power. Isha means function. You can say function. Isha, cerebral sha, we put function. Sha, if you put this, means the sha, isha means power. So power of mind, the function of mind, this is the mean, literal meaning. Manisha, Manisha. Manasaha Isha, Manasaha Isha. So power of the mind, function of the mind. What is the power of the mind? Wisdom. Knowledge and conviction. Manisha also means conviction born of firm, clear understanding. It's called Manisha. So Shankara says, this is my firm, clear, doubt-free understanding, conviction born of my clear understanding. What is that? That person should be revered as a Guru. That person should be revered as a Guru. That person is adorable person. Who is adorable, who is to be revered, is as a Guru. Whether Chandalaha astu, Shudraha astu, doesn't matter what his family background is, he should be he is adorable. He should be revered as Guru. This is my conviction. Who should be revered as Guru? Wise person. And who, what is wisdom according to Shastram? Any person of highly, the worldly skills also is said to be wise person. He is very wise. If a person knows how to live his life prudently, he is successful, carefully handling people. Any, you know, even ordinary worldly, the people of worldly skills are also said to be wise people. But according to Vedanta Shastram, the one who has the vision of the oneness of the reality, one who has the vision of the non-duality of the reality, and that is, he is the wise person, the division of the oneness of reality is the wisdom, that is the absolute knowledge. He is the wise person. Ever Shankara says, and he should be revered as Guru. He is the adorable person as a Guru. That is his my conviction. So every verse in all the five verses, he repeats it. This is Esha Mama Manisha. All of you can follow Sanskritam like English now. Esha Mama Manisha. My Manisha, my conviction, born of my clear understanding, that this is my conviction. Esha Manisha. This is my conviction. Esha Manisha. Every verse ends with the word Manisha, Manisha. This is why it's called what now? Work of verses. Expressing the conviction of Mahatma Shankara. Isn't it? Manisha Panchakam. So we'll read that. Tomorrow I should be able to do very well because I will have some steps in the process. So can do that. Now, even the Shankaracharya, actually the Manisha Panchakam begins from this verse, third verse. The first two verses, have the words of the Chandalaha. We'll just read the verse first. Annamayadannamayam.
Annamayadannamayam
Athava
Athava
Chaitanyameva Chaitanyat
Chaitanyameva Chaitanyat
Yativara
Yativara
Duri Kartum Vanchasi
Duri Kartum Vanchasi
Kim
Kim
Ruhi
Ruhi
Gacchagacheti. He says, want it again? He Shankara is asking, He Yativara. Yativara. Yatihi means sannyasi. Yatihi means sannyasi. Why is sannyasi called yatihi? Now, one who has mastery, is called yatihi. Swami. Even any ordinary person can understand this. And he is very yati vara, vara, exalted of the yatis. Revered, persons, you must have studied shastrams. You must have understood the very way that we addressed Shankara. You must be highly learned. You must have thoroughly studied all the shastrams, and you must be a wise person. You must have great knowledge. So, hey Yativara, O exalted of the yatis, he says, Duri kartum vanchasi. Vanchasi, do you like to keep away? Duri karoti means keeping away, keeps away. Do you like to keep away? Duri kartum, to keep away. Vanchasi, do you like to keep away? Kim, what do you want to keep away? Duri kartum vanchasi kim? Duri kartum vanchasi kim? Do you want to keep away? Bruhi. Tell me. Bruhi. Bruhi, you'll all remember. Remember the verse. No? Bruhi Mukundendi. So you'll remember that. I had to only quote music lovers, rather, I had to quote verses from music. Then you'll remember. So Bruhi, tell me. Tell. Please say. Kim? Gacha gacha iti Bruhi. First you have to say Bruhi twice, okay? Gacha gacha iti Bruhi. You say gacha gacha. Gacha gacha. Hey, come on, go away. Don't come on my way. Po. No? Bruhi. Gacha gacha iti Bruhi. Kim? What is that? You're asking me to go away. To go, not to come on your way. Do you want to keep away? he's asking, this is the question. And he's asking, Annamayat Annamayam Duri Kartam Vanchasi. You have to repeat it. Annamayat Annamayam Annamayat
Annamayam
Duri Kartam Vanchasi. Do you want me to keep away the physical body from your physical body? Why? Your physical body is Annamayaha Koshaha. My physical body also is Annamayaha Koshaha. Isn't it? We had it Tattabodha. Anna Rasat, Anna Rasenaiva Bhutva, Anna Rasena Vridhim Prapya. Remember that? Tattabodha. Anyway, I think I'm going to make you all memorize Tattabodha class here after. So, therefore, it is born of the modified form of the essence of the parental food, sustained by the mother's food, then afterwards it will be growing by food, sustained by food even today, and the day we kick a buckets, this will be reduced to nothing but minerals, nothing but ashes. Isn't it? What is this physical body? Annamayaha. Isn't it? Because this Annamaya, very word Annam tells Adyate iti Annam, Atte iti Annam. Know that? That which is eaten is also food. That which is eaten up also is food. Know that? This is going to be eaten up by, again, when the body is thrown away, what happens? Everything will eat and then it will disappear. It will get reduced into ashes and minerals, and isn't it? Annamayaha. So Annamayat Annamayam Duri Kartam Vanchasi. Do you want me to keep away this physical body from that physical body? Both are Annamayaha only. Yours is Annamayaha Dehaha. Mine also is Annamayaha Dehaha. Therefore, your birth also, your body also subject to Asti, Jayate, Vardhate, Viprinamate, Apakshigate, Kshigate, Nashyati, sixfold modifications. My body also is subject to sixfold modifications. So what's the big deal? There's no such difference. A Brahmana Shariram stays for more, doesn't undergo any decay, doesn't decay. And a Shudha Shariram alone decays. There's no such bedaha. Annamayat Annamayam Duri Kartum Vanchasi. Do you want me to keep away the physical body from that physical body? Both are of equal status. Not only mine and yours, anybody's. Therefore, it is not right to say to keep the physical body away from the physical body. Then he goes to the other one. Athava or else, Chaitanyameva Chaitanyat. You want me to keep away Chaitanyam Chaitanyat Yeva Duri Kartum Vanchasi. Next again you have to add Duri Kartum with that. Chaitanyam Chaitanya Deva Duri Kartum Vanchasi. Do you want the Atma, the consciousness, to be kept away from the other consciousness? There is no plurality of consciousness. There are not many Atmas. Isn't it? So there's no way of keeping consciousness, the Atma, the self, the real self, away from self. Why? Yourself and myself are not two different selves. At least bodies seem to be different. Even they are one and the same, because they are the same product. Any pot is clay, isn't it? And similarly, any body is pancha bhautikam shariram. So same. But consciousness, there's no distance. There's no way. It is not possible for distancing consciousness. From what? Consciousness happens to be one, secondless. You cannot distance consciousness from consciousness, because there's no second consciousness. It is not possible for one to distance anything from consciousness, because there's nothing other than consciousness. Therefore, in both ways, you are wrong. Hey Yativara, O exalted of the sadhus, sannyasis, highly learned, revered person. He says, Kim, gacha gacha iti bruhi, గచ్చ గచ్చేతి బ్రూహి, అన్నమయం అన్నమయా దూరీకర్తుం వాంఛసి, అథవా చైతన్యం చైతన్యాదేవ దూరీకర్తుం వాంఛసి. దిస్ వాస్ హిస్ థింగ్. ఓకే, హి ఆస్క్డ్. హావింగ్ సెడ్ దట్, దెన్ హి ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్, హి అస్యూమ్స్ శంకరాస్ ఆన్సర్ దట్ హి చండాలా అస్యూమ్స్ శంకరాస్ ఆన్సర్ అండ్ హి హిమ్సెల్ ప్రెసెన్స్ ఇన్ హిస్ ఆన్సర్ ఇన్ హిస్ నెక్స్ట్ వర్స్. లెట్ అస్ సీ ద నెక్స్ట్ వర్స్. ప్రత్యగ్వస్తుని
ప్రత్యగ్వస్తుని,
రిపీట్ ట్వైస్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీ, సో యు విల్ రిమెంబర్ ది వర్స్ వర్డ్స్. ప్రత్యగ్వస్తుని
ప్రత్యగ్వస్తుని,
నిస్తరంగ
నిస్తరంగ
సహజానంద
సహజానంద
అవబోధాంబుదౌ
అవబోధాంబుదౌ,
నిస్తరంగ సహజానందావబోధాంబుదౌ
నిస్తరంగ సహజానందావబోధాంబుదౌ,
విప్రోయం
విప్రోయం
శ్వపచోయమిత్యపి
శ్వపచోయమిత్యపి,
విప్రోయం
విప్రోయం
శ్వపచోయమిత్యపి
శ్వపచోయమిత్యపి,
మహాన్
మహాన్
కోయం విభేద భ్రమ
కోయం విభేద భ్రమ,
కిం గంగాంబుని
కిం గంగాంబుని
బింబితేంబరమణౌ
బింబితేంబరమణౌ
చండాళవీథీపయః
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 చండాళవీథీపయః,
పురేవాంతరమస్తి
పురేవాంతరమస్తి
కాంచనఘటీ
కాంచనఘటీ,
మృత్కుంభయోర్వాంబరే
మృత్కుంభయోర్వాంబరే,
ప్రత్యగ్వస్తుని
ప్రత్యగ్వస్తుని,
నిస్తరంగ
నిస్తరంగ
సహజానందావబోధాంబుదౌ
సహజానందావబోధాంబుదౌ,
విప్రోయం
విప్రోయం
శ్వపచోయమిత్యపి
శ్వపచోయమిత్యపి,
మహాన్ కోయం విభేద భ్రమ
మహాన్ కోయం విభేద భ్రమ,
కిం గంగాంబుది కంకిం గంగాంబుని
కిం గంగాంబుని
బింబితేంబరమణౌ
బింబితేంబరమణౌ
చాండాళవీథీపయః
చాండాళవీథీపయః,
పురేవాంతరమస్తి
పురేవాంతరమస్తి
సారీ సారీ పురేవాంతరమస్తి
పురేవాంతరమస్తి
కాంచనఘటీ
కాంచనఘటీ,
మృత్కుంభయోర్వాంబరే
మృత్కుంభయోర్వాంబరే.
Remember when you read it, Chandala Viti Payah Pure, one word that is. Chandala Viti Payah Pure, I spit it, you shouldn't spit it actually. Payah Pure. Chandala Viti Payah Pure, that's the word. Okay, we'll see the meaning anyway. He says, he explains, I am, kaha I am, see the last word, okay, second line, koyam vibheda brahma kaha ayam vibheda brahma. Brahma is delusion, confusion, delusion of what? Vibheda, this difference. What is delusion? There is confusion, there is delusion. Vibheda brahma, vibheda, where is the vibheda? Vibheda Brahma is a delusion. The difference is expression of delusion. Vibheda is due to Brahma. Difference is due to, if at all you have any difference, difference is because of what? Delusion only. Delusion born of ignorance. You do not know, isn't it? It's ignorance only. It's expression of ignorance, which is an expression of delusion. Only when you are deluded, there can be what? Veda. Difference can be explicitly revealed. Kaha ayam vibheda vibheda brahmaha kaha. What is this? What is this confusion? Expressing your, isn't it, delusion. The difference. Expressing your delusion. Ayam vipraha. Look at this. Ayam viproyam. Ayam vipraha. This is a brahmanaha. Ayam vipraha. This is a vipraha means a brahmanaha. Hope you remember the word. Who is a brahmanaha? In fact, Brahma Vedanath Brahmanaha. In fact, our Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says, who is a brahmanaha? Sorry, hello? Would you please call me afterwards? In the class, not in the class. Because Swamiji is one, I'm keeping on. It's Aishwarya, so they don't know what it's. Okay. So he says, I am, who is a vipraha? Yaha Brahma Abhiditva Praiti Saha Kripanaha. If a person leaves this mortal coil, he dies, when he is alive, if a person dies without knowing Brahman, leaves, goes away from this world, then he is a Kripanaha. If a person, no? Yaha Viditva Praiti Saha Brahmanaha. Otherwise, Kripanaha only. Therefore, who is the Brahmanaha? So, Vipraha is other word for Brahmanaha. But here you have to understand, the one who, the highly civilized, cultured person, the one who is totally committed to live a life of Dharma, knowing the value of Dharma, I taught this in our class, Janmana Jayate Shudraha, Karmana Dvija Uchyate, Veda Pathena Viprasyat, Brahmano Brahma Vedanat. I told you that, explained that long ago. I don't want to go into the details. So Vipraha is the one who, see, the Dvijaha is the one who is twice born. When you are born, you know, like Andaja, the bird has two births. You know that? First it comes out from the mother's womb as a, in the form of egg. And still it is subject to all limitations. And it breaks open the shell and comes out. Second birth. Bird of her has Dvijaha. It has twice born. Now why? First born in the form of egg, then break open the eggshell, come out, it is a second birth. Like that, we are first, when you are born from mother's womb, you are very raw, uncivilized person. And when you, as you grow, as you understand the what is right, what is wrong, no, then you are Dvijaha. That understanding, knowledge of right and wrong, one is supposed to have after one's initiation into God. This upakarma. Therefore, he is said to be Dvijaha. The one who lives a life of Dharma is Dvijaha. One who lives a life of Dharma, knowing the importance, the necessity and value of Dharma, is a Vipraha. So, he is a Brahmana. Okay? So, he is asking, I am Vipraha, this is a Brahmanaha, I am Shvapachaha. You know, Shvapachaha means one who cooks and eats. No? Dog is called Shvapachaha. Dog eater means Chandala. Okay? He is a Chandalaha and he is a Brahman Vipraha. Iti, I am Shvapachaha, I am Shvapachaha, I am Vipraha. Iti, kaha I am Mahan. Vibheda Brahmaha, what is this big delusion about this difference? Oh, this is a Brahmanaha, this is a Brahmanaha, this is a Shvapachaha iti. Where is the difference? Shvapachasya Shariram also is Pancha Bhautikam. Brahmanasya Shariram also is Pancha Bhautikam. No? So, Yasya Kasivapi, anybody's body is only what? Pancha Bhautikam. Therefore, Kaha Mayam Mahan Vibheda Brahmaha is asking this. What is this delusion about the difference of difference as? What is delusion of difference as? this is a Brahmana Shariram, this is a Swapacha Shariram, Chandala Shariram, Shudra Shariram, iti kaha Vedaha, kaha Brahmaha. Then he says, not only that, you have to understand, Pratyagvastuni Vibeda Brahmaha Ayam Kaha. Pratyagvastu. Vastu itself means that which is, that which alone is the reality. That which alone really is vastu. It has come from the root vas. Then we say vasatihi. In Tamil we say na vasatihi. Residence. To be. So substantial. So that which has this only substance which has substantiality is vastu. So vastu. What is vastu here? There's no other vastu. There's no vastu other than Atma, the real self of all the beings, the only reality, the consciousness. And what is this vastu? Pratyag vastu. Pratyag means innermost self. The reality is pratyag vastu means pratyag atma. The innermost, why I say innermost, is not outermost. I had to use with reference to ocean, with reference to wave, innermost pratyag vastu of every wave is what? Catch to. So pratyag vastu of every individual is what? Every, not individual, every being is what? Atma only. So pratyag vastuni means pratyag atmani. With regard to the innermost self, the real self, vastuni. And what is that? I am kaha mahan vibheda brahmaha. What is this different? What is the difference with reference to Atma, pratyag vastu? Why he says, he explains the, he presents the swarupam of the Atma in the following line, following words. What is pratyag vastu? The pratyag vastu is of the nature of. What is the form of pratyag vastu? What is the nature of pratyag atma? He says, avabodha, you can see the word avabodha. I think I had to correct the spelling there. The ba is there, it must be third ba. It's wrong. It's wrong. For people who are following Sanskrit, avabodha, the bo must be corrected to balaka. Ba. See, avabodha means knowledge. See, this pratyek vastu is of the nature of pure knowledge or pure consciousness, avabodha. You have learned so many words, actually we are going to see new other word here for consciousness. Avabodha, then this pratyek vastu which is of the nature of knowledge. And also what here he says, avabodha, ananda, it is of the nature of limitlessness. The word anandaha implies limitlessness. Avabodha implies knowledge. So the pratyag vastu, pratyag atma, the innermost self or the real self of all the beings is of the nature of pure knowledge and limitlessness. And that is not incidental. It doesn't come and go. It is permanent. Eternal. How to say? Sahaja. Sahaja means what now? That which is of the intrinsic nature of limitlessness and awareness. Avabodha means awareness. Anandaha means limitlessness. And limitlessness and awareness, are they incidental? Are they intrinsic? Are they permanent? I told you in the class, when you boil the water, water becomes hot. Hottest water also is capable of burning your finger like the fire. Don't you touch fire. Even the hottest water can boil, burn your fingers. Their heat of the hot water is borrowed, isn't it? Not swakiyam. Agantuka gunaha. Whereas for the fire, heat is not agantukam swarupam. Intrinsic, not incidental, intrinsic here. Therefore, here also, sahaja means what now? Swarupam. This limitlessness doesn't come and go. Or awareness doesn't come and go. It's the very nature. So, sahaja ananda avabodha ambudihi. Ambu means water. Ambudihi means ocean. Why it's ocean? What is the self? The self is of the nature of limitlessness and awareness. This awareness, which is of the nature of limitlessness. Like what now? Why the ocean here? Because limitlessness, he says, ocean. The ocean of consciousness. And what is this? Nistaranga. Taranga means wave. And sataranga means what? With the waves. But nistaranga, without waves. Waveless means what? Silence. Quiet. So this ocean of consciousness, which is, don't think of ocean really now. The ocean of consciousness, which is of the nature of limitlessness, the other, isn't it? And that one here, which is free from all turbulent waves, because there is no consciousness doesn't have any turbulence. Therefore, nistaranga, the turbulence free consciousness, which is of the nature of limitlessness, you know, that the ocean of that consciousness, which is the self of, innermost self of Pratyagatma. With regard to the Pratyagatma, which of this nature? Kaha ayam mahan vibheda brahmaha. What is this big, this mahan vibheda brahma, this delusion regarding this Atma? Where is the difference? Is there a plurality of consciousness? How many consciousnesses are there? The very question is wrong. Therefore, Pratyagatma Vastuni, you can say Pratyag Vastuni. Which sort of Pratyag Vastu? Nistaranga Sahaja Ananda Avabodha Ambudau Pratyag Vastuni. Adjective of Pratyag Vastuni. Okay? Nistaranga Sahaja Ananda Avabodha Ambudau Pratyag Vastuni. Ayam vipraha, ayam shapachaha, ayam iti, kaha ayam mahan vibheda brahmaha. What difference is there? Is it possible for it to separate consciousness from other consciousness? Is there second consciousness? The truth of yourself is what? Consciousness. The truth of this is what? Consciousness. And this consciousness, is it divisible? It is one indivisible, partless whole. Isn't it? And for which he gives an illustration. He gives drishtanta. So Atma is the darshtanta. What is the illustration? He gives example, he gives, we'll see. He gives the two drishtanta. He uses through two drishtantas. See, Ganga Ambuni, Ganga Ambu, can read the words? Kim, Kim Ganga Ambuni,
Kim Ganga Ambuni,
Bimbitem Baramanau,
Bimbitem Baramanau,
Chandala, Chandala, both are correct. Chandala viti payapure,
Chandala viti payapure,
Vantaramasti,
Vantaramasti,
Kanchana ghati,
Kanchana ghati,
Mrutkumbhayor vambare,
Mrutkumbhayor vambare.
Okay. So here, Mm. the example he gives, he takes two examples to Ambaramanihi, example of sun, Ambaramanihi, one. See, first will is Ambaramanihi. Ambaram means sky, Ambaram means space also. Ambaram also means sky. Manihi means the gem of the sky. Ambaramanihi. One of the names of sun is what? Ambaramanihi. When there is a sun above, Ambaramanihi, and then there is a reflection of that Ambaramanihi sun. Where? In both the places. Ganga Ambuni. In Ganga water, there is a reflection of sun. Same, the reflection of the same sun. And also what now? Chandala Viti Payapuram. Chandala Viti means the slum road, slum street. And the Payaha means water. Payapuram means the pool. There is a pool of water, you know, in slum dwelling. In a slum area. I don't know if people know about slum. We know what is slum, okay? Okay. Or unclean area, you can say. Even here must be some places, no? Slums, I don't know. So, Chandala Viti Payapuram. There is a, no? In the pool of water in the area of, no, slum dwellers, or it's a slum area. And there is also water, which water? Ganga Ambu, Ganga. In both the waters, you can see the reflection of sun. Because of the reflection, sun being above, there will be reflection. The reflecting media can be anything. It can be Ganga water, can be gutter water. The difference is in the reflecting media. But what difference is there in the reflections of the sun? Reflections are many, there's no doubt. Manifestations are many because reflecting media are many. The source of reflection is one. So what happens if because of the reflection of the sun, reflection of the sun in the Ganga water does not make the sun superior. Reflection of the sun in gutter water does not make the sun inferior. The inferiority, superiority belonging to the reflecting media in no way affects the original sun, nor does it affect even the reflections of the sun. Even the reflection, what is the reflection? What happens to the reflection of the sun? Just because it is reflected in the gutter water or Ganga water? Nothing, isn't it? Similarly, it is a Brahmana Shariram or Shudra Shariram or any Shariram. Reflections are all of the same only source of sun. Only source of Atma, the consciousness. Isn't it? Therefore, Ganga Ambuni Bimbite. Bimbita means reflected. Bimbaha means a source of reflection. Bimbita means reflected. It's a past passive participle. Reflected. Or Bimbita is a participle anyway. Bimbita Ambaramani. Reflected sun. Bimbite Ambaramanao. In the reflection, this reflection of the sun, Ganga Ambuni Bimbite Ambaramanao, Chandala Viti Payapure Bimbite Ambaramanao. That's, you have to write twice. Kim Antaram Asti. Kim Antaram Asti. Kim Antaram Asti. What difference is there? Kim Antaram Asti. What difference is there between the reflection of the sun in the Ganga water and the reflection of the sun in the gutter water? What difference is there? Similarly, what difference can be there, you know, in the reflection in the consciousness manifesting in a Brahmana Shariram or a Shudra Shariram? What difference can be there? You have to give an answer. No, there is no difference. You have to understand. And it gives other, this is called, this is in philosophically you can say related to what? Pratibimba Vadaha. He gives one more vada, present one more vada, that's called Avacheda Vadaha. Next example is what? Space. Suppose Kanchana Ghati, then Mrit Kumbaha. Kanchana Ghati, Ghataha means pot. A pot made of gold or golden pot and a Mrit Pandam and a clay pot. The two pots are there. Golden pot, clay pot. Kanchanam means gold. Kanchana Ghati, then Mrit Kumbaha. He uses two words. Kumbaha means pot. Ghataha means pot. So, Ghati also means, Ghati literally means, actually Ghati means this time clock, the timepiece, you know, the wall clock, how called Ghati. Even a watch is called Ghati only. In Tamil we say Ghati Karam. You know that? Samskritam na. We use only Samskritam. So Ghati. But here, he Ghataka means here pot actually. Says Kanchana Ghati Mrit Kumbhayoho Mrit Kumbhayoho Va Ambare. There is a space. Space is, how many spaces are there? Space is one indivisible, partless whole. This is the second space. You know, this one thing we can't say. You know, whatever it is, space is one indivisible, partless whole, isn't it? The next example. Here he is using Avachedavada. This space enclosed by, you know, obtaining within the enclosure of this golden pot and obtaining with the enclosure of the clay pot. Isn't it? There, Kanchana Ghati Mrit Kumbhayoho Va Ambare Va Kim Antaramasti. What difference is there between the space enclosed by the golden pot and the space obtaining it within the enclosure of clay pot? Mrit Kumbayoho, Mrit Kumbasya or Kanchana Ghati. Kanchana Ghati, Mrit Kumbayoho Va Ambare Kim Antaram Asti. You have to use Kim Antaram again. You have to add it. What difference is there between the space enclosed by the golden pot and enclosed by clay pot? What difference is there between the sun, reflections of the sun in the gutter water and in Ganga water? What difference is there? The source is one and the same. There's no difference. When the pot breaks, what is space? There is no enclosed space at all. There is no such thing called enclosed space. There is only space. What is there is only space. This upadhi comes, upadhi breaks. Upadhis, differences are only in aupadhika bedaha only. Even that is also you can't say. At last you can reduce everything to our energy. What big, any metal can reduce to energy. Isn't it? So, Upadhika Vedaha also seeming only. There is no real Veda, really speaking. So, these are two Drishtantas for one Dashtanta, Atma. Isn't it? Therefore, there is no difference between the space enclosed by the golden pot or the clay pot. There is no difference between the reflection of the sun in the gutter water and Ganga water. Similarly, there is no difference between the Atma reflected in, manifesting in Shudra Shariram or a Brahmana Shariram or American Shariram or Asian Shariram or Indian Shariram, isn't it? or any shariram. Therefore, what is the conclusion here? Kim duri kartum vanchase. That is the answer. Do you want the atma to be kept away from the atma? Do you want the physical body to be kept away from the physical body? Both ways your answer will be wrong. Both cannot be. Physically also, you need not keep away. Isn't it? And then, Atma and also keeping away is not possible. Therefore, you seem to be, this Vedaha is expression of your delusion. Is it clear? Is it clear now? Mm-hmm. Good? Okay.
Pratyagvastuni nistaranga sahajananda bodhambudho.
Pratyagvastuni nistaranga sahajananda bodhambudho.
Viproyam shapachoyam ityapi.
Viproyam shapachoyam ityapi.
Mahan koyam vibheda brahmaha.
Mahan koyam vibheda brahmaha.
Kim gangamuni
Ambuni is a locative of Ambu.
Kim gangamuni
Bimbitembaramanam
Chandala viti payapure
Va antaramasti
Kanchana ghati
Mrutkumbhayor vambare.
You have to say like this. Kanchana ghati mrutkumbayoho ambare kim antaram asti Ganga ambuni bimbite ambaramanav Chandala viti payapure bimbite ambaramanav va kim antaram asti. What's your answer? Kimapi antaram nasti. You have to say the answer. So you all seem to understand Sanskritam. Kim antaram asti? What difference is there? Antaram kimapi nasti. Okay? This is, he assumes this as Shankaracharya's answer.
Can we just either decide fan on or off?
You can have no problem. I am speaking loudly, no? I don't want to be suffering with something. You know, I was feeling very, maybe I didn't say anything.
Just speak.
No, because you all also need some fresh air also, no? Because too much was sitting here. Okay, let us do the next one now. Because time is short. I got it now? So this is, so Chandala's words are over. You have to remember this. And then you have to see here the two vadas. Avacheda vadaha is used and Pratimba vadaha also is used with the two illustrations of Ambaramanihi, sun and space, to establish, to see, show the differencelessness of the Atma in all the beings. Now, Shankaracharya says, having seen his wisdom, he says, such a person who has his so clear vision, she is really, is to be revered as a guru. She is an adorable person. This is my conviction, firm understanding. Actually we can chant like Dakshinamurti Stotram also. There's no particular ragam, okay? I simply like this, so I just say this. Jagrat Swapna Sushupti, because it's not a stotram like, so that's what I mean.
Jagrat Swapna Sushupti Shu
Sputatara ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ವಿದುಜೃಂಭತೆ
ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ವಿದುಜೃಂಭತೆ
ಯಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾದಿ ಪಿಪೀಲಿಕಾಂತ ತನುಷು
ಯಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾದಿ ಪಿಪೀಲಿಕಾಂತ ತನುಷು
ಯಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾದಿ
ಯಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾದಿ
ಪಿಪೀಲಿಕಾಂತ ತನುಷು
ಪಿಪೀಲಿಕಾಂತ ತನುಷು
ಪ್ರೋತಾ ಜಗತ್ ಸಾಕ್ಷಿಣಿ
ಪ್ರೋತಾ ಜಗತ್ ಸಾಕ್ಷಿಣಿ
ಸೈವಾಹಂ
ಸೈವಾಹಂ
ನ ಚ ದೃಶ್ಯ ವಸ್ತ್ವಿತಿ
ನ ಚ ದೃಶ್ಯ ವಸ್ತ್ವಿತಿ
ದೃಢ ಪ್ರಜ್ಞಾಪಿ
ದೃಢ ಪ್ರಜ್ಞಾಪಿ
ಯಸ್ಯಾಸ್ತಿ ಚೇತ್
ಯಸ್ಯಾಸ್ತಿ ಚೇತ್
ಚಾಂಡಾಳೋಸ್ತು
ಚಾಂಡಾಳೋಸ್ತು
ಸತು ದ್ವಿಜೋಸ್ತು
ಸತು ದ್ವಿಜೋಸ್ತು
ಗುರುರಿತ್ಯೇಷಾ ಮನೀಷಾ ಮಮ ಸಹ ಚಾಂಡಾಳಃ ಅಸ್ತು ಸಹ ದ್ವಿಜಃ ಅಸ್ತು ಲೆಟ್ ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಬಿ ಅ ಚಾಂಡಾಳ ದಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಚ್ ಅ ಬರ್ತ್ ವಿಚ್ ಡಸನ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ ಮಚ್ ಅಡ್ವಾಂಟೇಜಸ್ who is of unrefined, who appears to be a person of unrefined habits, whether a person chandalaha or dvijaha, or dvijaha means, I told you, twice born means what? When by birth we are all unrefined, uncivilized, uncultured, when we do not know what is right and wrong, dharma adharma viveka gyane asati. We are all what? Shudra. When, if we do not have dharma, adharma, vivekam, then we are shudra. When dharma, adharma, viveka is there, you are dvijaha. This mental refinement is taken to be the second birth of a person. Now, unrefined person becomes refined, that mental refinement is their second birth. Therefore, he says, saha dvijaha astu, or chandalaha astu, doesn't matter whoever the person is. Guruhu iti mama esha manisha. That person is to be adorable person, is to be revered as my guruhu, my teacher. Who, if that person is wise person, if he is a wise, doesn't matter his chandala or dvijaha, he should be revered as guruhu. And he says, what is wisdom? Isn't it? He explains now. The beauty of this stotra, this Manisha Panchakam, this Prakarana Grantha, smallest Prakarana Grantha, is, the beauty is, Shankara must have kept in his mind the Mahavakyas. Or essence of all the four Mahavakyas are brought in these four verses. And in Manisha Panchakam has many commentaries, many commentators. And all the commentators, they have written big, see only five verses. You go to the commentary, they have big commentaries. But all the commentators uniformly feel, express that Shankara reveals, really brings out the essence of the Mahavakyams in this Manisha Panchakam. And you know, the first Rig Veda, the Upanishad of Rig Veda is Aitareya Upanishad. And in Aitareya Upanishad, Prajnanam Brahma is the Mahavakya. Prajnanam Brahma. Don't think there are only four Mahavakyams. There are so many Mahavakyams in the Upanishads, in the Veda. But each, the four Mahavakyams are presented only as a sample to show that the vision and the teaching of all the Vedas are one and the same, the uniform, they do not contradict.
See, the Vedic teaching, the teaching and the vision of the four different Vedas, being non-contradictory, being uniform, being one and the same, is revealed to show that only they represent these four Mahavakyams. Actually, Mahavakyams are so many. So, one Mahavakyam we take. One Mahavakyam. Before we ordered for food, we went one day and we tasted some food. Okay, we didn't taste everything, it would have tasted cake. So the order for me. Suddenly, so many Mahavakyams, here only exam, but now only one is taken. And so Rigveda Upanishad, this Rigveda Aitareya Upanishadaha Mahavakyam is Pragyanam Brahma. The Pragyanam Brahma is the essence of that Mahavakyam is brought out in this first verse. Okay, we'll see that now. Jagrat Swapna. What is a Mahavakyam again? Mahavakyam, as Vedic declaration, a great statement. It need not be long, even it is a short. Great statement means a statement which reveals identity between Jivatma and Paramatma. The oneness of the reality of Jiva individual, the micro individual and the macro universe is a Mahavakya. And here we are going to see that now. Jagrat Swapna Sushuptishu Sputatara.
Jagrat Swapna Sushuptishu Sputatara.
Yasam Vidujrumbate.
Yasam Vidujrumbate.
Ya Brahmadi Pipili Kanta Tanushu.
Ya Brahmadi Pipili Kanta Tanushu.
Prota Jagat Sakshini.
Prota Jagat Sakshini.
Saivaham.
Saivaham.
Nacha Drishya Vastviti.
Nacha Drishya Vastviti.
Drida Prajnapi.
Drida Prajnapi.
Yasyasti Chet.
Yasyasti Chet.
Chandalostu.
Chandalostu.
Satudvijostu.
Satudvijostu.
Guru Rityesha.
Guru Rityesha.
Manisha Mama.
Manisha Mama.
So here he says, here the word consciousness, Atma, when you say Atma, all pervasive, all pervading reality, the self of all the beings is Atma. And now we know that Atma, the consciousness, is one indivisible partless whole, and that is implied by the term here, Samvit. Samvit is a word meaning consciousness. You have heard many words like what? Chit, Chitihi, Chaitanyam, Avabodaha. I have learned so many words now. Chit, Chaitanyam, Chitihi, Spurtihi. This is what you have learned now. One more word is Samvit. Samvit means consciousness. So, Samvit is a feminine gender word. That is why Yasamvit, the consciousness which is Yasamvit, Yasamvit, the consciousness. Ujrumbhate, Yasamvit, Ujrumbhate, the consciousness which is there, how? Sputatara, sputa itself means clear. Sputatara shines very clearly. Ya samvid sputatara ujrumbhate. Without being obstructed by anything, what can cover consciousness? Nothing. Sputatara, sputatara, very clearly the consciousness which shines. When Jagrat Swapna Sushuptishu.
ஜாக்ரத் அவஸ்தாயாம் சொப்ன அவஸ்தாயாம் சுஷுப்தி அவஸ்தாயாம். தட்சிணாமூர்த்தி ஸ்தோத்திரம் பிரம், சோ யூ மஸ்ட் பீ வெரி கிளியர். ஜாக்ரத் ஸ்வப்ன சுஷுப்திஷு, சுஷுப்திஷு ப்ளூரல். Why? Because all the three state, in all the three states of experience, there is no state of experience where consciousness is not. If it is not, then they know that such a thing called experience is not possible. Therefore, in all the three states of experience, Jagrat, Swapna, Sushuptishu, Ya Samvid Ujrumbate, that consciousness which shines in all these three states of experience. Not only that, that consciousness, every individual that consciousness is, he says what? Ya Brahma Adi Pipilika Anta Tanushu. Brahma means, if at all you want to say the universal cosmic being, you want to say the big, the high, the most evolved, highest form of, you know, the being is called Brahma. And you can say Pipilika. Pipilika means ant. Sanskrit we have beautiful words. Mashakaha, Makshika, Pipilika. Swamiji mentioned this morning Matkonaha. Remember, like that. Pipilika is an ant. Pipilika, small, tiniest ant. We don't even consider it ant as an ant. No? And we know the power of the ant only when it enters into our ears. You know, I had experience as a child. Tiniest ant, when it goes into the ear, you know, my God, it will make the whole jagat, it's like I'm seeing the cosmic dance inside. So Pipilika is the smallest, tiniest ant. And Brahmaji means what? No? Hiranyagarbha. Brahmaji, which one you say that too? Just being. Even the Brahmaji or Pipilika, Brahmadi, Pipilika, Antatanushu. In between you can say all the living beings, in all the beings, right from Brahmaji onwards, even into the Pipilika, Antatanushu. Tanuhu means body, shariram. Tanushu, in the bodies of, in the forms of. Tanuhu. Tanuhu means the shariram. See, Sanskrit is highly expressive language. Vocabulary, what? What thesaurus? You got right, biggest thesaurus here. So many synonyms are there. Tanuhu means shariram, physical body. That is why son is called Tanayaha. You know, daughter is called Tanaya, Tanujaha, Tanuja. Understand? So, okay, Tanvi, all these words connected to Tan Dhatu, no? Tanayaha. So here, Tanuhu means shariram, Tanushu in the bodies, Udambuhadil. In the bodies of what? Brahmadi Pipilika Anta Tanushu, Ya Prota. The she who is, Prota literally means woven. In whom all these beings are interwoven, or you can say in whom all, in she who is, she who pervades all the bodies. Brahmadi Pipilikanta Tanushu Ya Prota. My time is over. I had to get up and go away. Okay. What is this now? Jagat Sakshini. The witness of the entire cosmos. And there's so much I have to say. I'm sorry, I'll do it tomorrow. Okay, she already showed me that. I never want to be late because I'm just broken. Anyway, today I just started. Anyway, the first verses. I give a small introduction. Tomorrow we'll start with the first verse.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.